The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My 11-year-old, Hayden, she asked me if she could get a summer job. And I was like, wait, like, I don't even know if you're allowed to leave the house yet. I'm not sure
legally.
If you get a job.
Right, but not legally, right? But
right.
That's good. It's nice that she has some aptitude. She wants to do something.
But nah, but it's Anna and Raven. But she thinks like having a job is glamorous. Because when
right.
I say, well, you can help mommy with chores and mm-hmm. you can babysit your sister and I'll pay you, she looks at me like I've lost my mind.
I mean,
she doesn't
technically,
want to do that.
I think she could go work for your parents in restaurants. I think she could do that. Because if you're family, I think you can do certain stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways.
Anyways, it's Anna and Raven. But it got me thinking, like, summer jobs. Remember your first summer job?
Yeah, I remember when you liked them. Having
right.
a summer job, like getting a little bit of money and that little bit of a paycheck allowed you to do crazy stuff that summer.
1-800-330-9999. What was your summer job? What was your first one, Raven?
Well, my first job ever was a dishwasher at a Chinese restaurant, and it was very hot in there during the summer. So I think
yeah.
I made it through the winter on that and quit like the first week of summer. I was a cashier, I think, the first summer that I had my license.
Yeah.
And it was air conditioned, and I was thankful for that.
My first job in the summer was at Baskin-Robbins.
Nice.
Which sounds so glamorous.
It does.
Yeah, because all your friends get free ice cream, right?
Right.
Nope. Nobody gets free ice cream. And that's the worst part about
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Because you're not allowed to give away free ice cream. And they used to like watch us like hawks. Which, and you know me, I'm like a rule follower. I've always been like this. So
they threatened you.
Or
and
like,
you always
you know,
thought
yeah.
that it would happen. That you'd be turned in or something like that.
I don't know what I thought. But and it's so dumb in retrospect. Because we were talking about working for the family restaurants. I grew up in restaurants.
Right.
But I refused. I guess a lot like my daughter rebelling against working at home. I didn't want to go work in the pizzerias. I wanted my own job. And I'll never forget it because my friends would come in and they would kind of look at me and I'd be like, I can't get
Yo,
you an ice
hook
cream.
Me up. Right. But, you're really going to charge me for those toppings
right.
and you'd have to put it on the scale if it was one of those scale ones. Oh,
no,
that's the worst.
This is way back before there were scales.
Oh.
You think we were fancy?
Well.
This is 1994.
Well,
crazy?
I know right now that when you go to the store, before you put it on, they put it on the scale, you're happy.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it goes on the scale, it's really expensive.
I remember, like, I could give you samples, like, you know, little
right.
tiny spoons, like just a little tiny little bit. But that was about it. My mom used to sit outside at the end of the night because she'd have to pick me up. I couldn't even drive yet. And she would sit there.
Right.
And I would watch her laugh and laugh while I mopped the floors. Like, to her, it was so humorous. But man, I worked hard for that $6 an hour, whatever it was.
Yeah, but you spent it like a wild woman, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, like $30 at the end of the week. I'd be like, what is this?
Score!
1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? You can call or text. Remember when you were young and it was cool to have a job? You couldn't wait to have a job like
right.
a grown-up?
Right.
It's Anna and Raven.
Boy, that time's changed.
I know. 1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? For me, it was Baskin-Robbins, which is ridiculous because my family owns pizzerias, but, you know, I had to go work for somebody else.
You had to strike out on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's normal, I think. A lot of times, kids have an opportunity to work with their family, and a lot of times they're like, nope, I got to
right,
do my own thing first.
Yeah, right. Now I'm so dumb. I'm like, my dad would have paid me twice.
Right. You would have got twice as much, and, I mean, you would have worked, but, you know, you would have been able to go at your own pace on
oh,
certain
man.
Things.
I remember some days I was scheduled, my friends would be like, do you want to come over to the pool? And I'd be like, I can't. And in retrospect, I could have been like, Daddy, I'm not coming to work today.
Right.
Nope. I had to go scoop that
it's
ice
too
cream.
Hot.
Right.
It's too hot. Right.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
I worked at Macy's and I hated it.
Why?
Oh, sad.
Okay. It's not like, okay, yeah, stores, you know, clothes, it's nice, discount. But I worked in the dressing rooms. I was young, so it's like a hazing thing almost. They give you the crappiest job, and as a dressing room attendant, people would just leave clothes everywhere. So I'd have to, like, you know, hang them back and then figure out what section they were in. And, you know, people are obviously just gross too. They didn't only leave clothes in there. I would see, like, food and garbage.
Oh,
and diapers.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Like,
oh, diapers. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah, I can understand that. That was tough.
You know what it is? There's no parent public shaming. When you have a baby, there's no public shaming for parents. Nobody, you know, follows that person and goes, hey, how about your terrible stinky diaper you left in here? We need more parent shaming.
I don't like when people leave the diapers in the parking lot, let alone in
disgusting.
A dressing room. Imagine you walk into a dressing room, you got to see a diaper
there. There's a trash can somewhere nearby.
I feel
bad.
You
made a plan when you stopped there.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
I was a lifeguard at this private country club. And it was awesome. I mean, I was tan. There was never anybody at the pool because it was like just like it was mostly like primarily like a golf club.
Right. Mm. The pool's just there for show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like nobody ever came to it. So I could like pull my visor down and just be asleep half the time in the chair.
Nice.
You could like work hungover if you needed to.
I picture the lonely golfer's wives coming by and, you know, hanging out at the pool area too.
But it doesn't even matter because he's asleep.
Right.
They
wait. Right. They're not getting the reaction that they're looking for because you're actually catching Z's.
Right.
1-800-330-9999.
What was your first summer job? More of your calls coming up next with Anna and Raven. When my 11-year-old daughter looked at me and said, can I get a summer job? I was like, I think you might be a little bit young.
You know, at our age, though, you start to think to yourself, like, you have a rosy feeling about what your summer job was. Like, we envision them as paradise, but it's not always the case.
No, it's Anna and Raven. I remember my first summer job was at Baskin-Robbins, and it did not live up to the hype.
You thought it was going to be awesome?
Yep.
All your friends wanted free ice cream?
Couldn't give them any.
You never got.
I never got to give away free
ice cream.
I
had a friend who worked at a yogurt place, and that was like one of those ones where you just pull down the thing.
Yeah.
And so for a while, I would get those for free. But you knew when you fell out of favor with her because then there was no more free frozen yogurt. It's true. Melissa Smola, I remember.
1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I used to work at this drugstore in Bridgeport on Fairfield Avenue. It was called the Woman's Drugstore.
What do they sell at the Woman's Drugstore?
It was an old-fashioned drugstore, and it had a lunch counter with an ice cream counter. And I was one of the cashiers, and we used to eat our hearts out.
I was going to say, what is the best perk?
The best thing was this lady named Annie, bless her soul, she's not with us anymore, but she used to make egg sandwiches, and she used to put mayonnaise on the eggs.
Insane.
I thought, oh my God, these are so disgusting. But when I tried them, they were so delicious.
And that's how egg salad was born, right?
Boom,
there.
Right there.
At the Woman's Drugstore. It's so funny. You said the Woman's Drugstore. I just imagine pads and tampons everywhere.
Well, they had those too.
Right.
Yeah, well, we used to sell, you know, what for men. But it was just so, you know, we ate ice cream, we ate burgers, we ate candy. It was so fun. I think I ate more than I worked.
Yeah.
Our metabolism was high. It was great.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I need to know what was that thing. Were they definitely selling for men?
If you know what it is.
No.
You know.
I'm baffled.
Guys, protection stuff.
Oh, prophylactics?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just saying that word feels dirty.
Let's just move on.
And Raymond, what was your first summer job?
I worked at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, nice. Now, was it a good experience being a teenager working there? Because I actually worked at Six Flags in Los Angeles when I was like 18, 19, and that was a trip.
I loved it. I met new people. I ran a Space Mountain.
What was your outfit? Did you have like an outfit? Did you have to dress like a character or anything like that? Because I had to dress like a ranger, but he had like a Boy Scout handkerchief and shorts. What kind of ranger wears shorts? And they were short, man. Real short.
I still think it's weird that you wear those shorts every day to work, Raven.
You wish. I tell you what, I had the most tan-toned legs at that point in my life.
Oh, man. Of course you had to wear a costume, but you're called cast members there, right? You wore outfits.
Yeah, we had dorky uniforms as well to blend in with a theme.
Oh, okay. So you had to dress like space.
Right.
Nice. This is like the best job ever.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
Oh, my first job, I was like Anna because I started to work on a movie theater when I was 16. So all my friends wanted to see movies. but like for free.
Right.
Thank God I wasn't bullied out of school. But yeah, I had to do it for a couple friends. Like, okay, go inside, I'm paying.
Now, if you were the candy guy, I would definitely want a free bag of something.
I was that lucky because I used to work in the projection side. So I had to pass the movie before to run it for the public. So I put it for myself. The whole place, like, empty. I was just by myself looking at the movie.
It sounds incredibly awesome and also somewhat incredibly lonely.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What was your first summer job? Or you can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.